We're certainly very concerned about women's progression, career progression within academia in Ireland. We know that the stats on average for women reaching professorial level within universities in Ireland stands at 19%. And when we look across Europe, we see that that is replicated and it's much the same story.
Why is it so low?
It's very low for lots of reasons. First of all, I'd like to say that you would expect in universities a seat of knowledge, that women would have dealt with this issue and would have had the answer by now. But we have found that in departments, women feel very isolated. Often they're very fearful because many academia or academics are on fixed term contracts and on occasional hours. Also, there's that collegiality and loyalty to their own university and to their own department. So they're very slow to put their hand up and to say, I have a problem and I want it addressed. And also there is that sense of, well, why would I go for the job? I won't get it.
So what can you do to change that?
What we need to do is to raise awareness, to say to women, you know, come to your trade union, come as a collective voice and we will support you. I do believe trade unions haven't been as proactive as they could be. And I am saying to women in Ireland to come to IFUT and to talk to us. Many women are fearful. They see coming to a union as them being the troublemaker. And that's really disappointing. And it actually obstructs the work that we do. And I would say to women, please come and talk to us first. You will be heard and you will be listened to. There are options. And when you're ready, and if you do want to pursue a case or an issue, we are there to help you.
Do the students have an opinion on this? Do they have a voice in this debate?
They do. In Ireland, we recently in December had a very successful case in the Equality Tribunal where one of our women in National Irish Galway University won a very significant case. The university at the moment has been asked to bring in a task force to review their equality legislation within that particular university. But they have been slow to do that. And the students in that university have supported this academic in a fantastic way. There has been protests at the university, and the members of the trade union and the academic staff and the students are working jointly to heighten the profile of this issue at this particular university.
And what difference do you think it would make having more women teaching at a university?
Well, it's very important for lots of reasons. I think men and women have different talents that they can bring. 50% of women work in universities, and sometimes we feel then there's a loss of their talents at the higher echelons of the university structure. The very fact that women aren't at professorial level or at a very low number, it means for industrial relations that their voices aren't heard at that level. And for the trade union movement to do proactive work, we need the voices of those women. We need to hear what are the concerns for them.
How optimistic are you that things will change?
At the moment, I'm extremely optimistic. In Ireland, we have set ourselves a campaign. There are a couple of initiatives that have come into Ireland, one from the UK, which is called the Athena Swan Project, which recognises and acknowledges universities who implement equality legislation in their university. This, perhaps, we're hoping, will be linked to funding. That might be the carrot. And if that happens, that would be a great, significant intervention for us in our work.